Srimad Bhagavatam 1:15:11 Yo no jugo vane tiduranta krichara durvasa sori rachita tayuta grabhubhya shakan shishtam upayujyetas trilokim triptamam avamasta salile vinimagna sangha. So here Arjuna is remembering the pastime of Durvasa Muni, wherein Krishna rescued them. Yo no Jugopa, that Lord Jugopa, Gopa is related with protecting. Jugopa is one who protected as one in the forest Duranta Krucharat. Duranta, a very dangerous trouble we had. Generally, we would think of dangerous trouble as, say, when we lose our job or when we get some terrible disease or we have accident, but it's significant that in a Brahminical culture where people understand the spiritual values of life, inability to offer proper hospitality to a guest, especially a venerable guest like a sage, is considered to be a great danger. Because in culture, society, people know that not doing one's dharma itself can and will bring great danger as a consequence. So it was not just the Pandavas were afraid of the curse of Durvasa. That was one aspect of it. But another was just that they felt that we were householders. We are householders. Even though actually they had no house to, they were not allowed to hold on to their house because of the rigged gambling match. But still they felt that we were in this ashram and we have to do the duty of receiving a sage properly. Durvasa so arirachitat ayudagrabhugya. Arirachitat. So Duryodhana had manipulated Durvasa to go to see the Pandavas after in the noon after Draupadi had eaten, so that the Akshayapatra would not produce any more food. Ayuta Grabhugya, so one who came with Ayuta. Ayuta is 10,000 disciples. And there was nothing to offer and nowhere to get something so quickly. So what happened, we know that Shakana Shishtam Upayujyetas Trilokim. Shakana Shishtam. So Draupadi called out to Krishna. The Pandavas were helpless, although they were so powerful, they were panicky. But Draupadi, she kept a presence of mind, and when nothing works, then there's one thing that always works, and that is praying to Krishna. And it worked in a miraculous way. But before things were bad, things went from bad to good, they seemed to go worse. You know, Krishna appeared, and the first thing that Krishna said to Draupadi, I'm very hungry, please give me something to eat. Now it is one thing to not be able to feed a sage. But it's quite another thing to not be able to feed one's beloved Lord. And Draupadi felt devastated by that. Oh Krishna, now you have come and I'm not able to feed you also. So Krishna sometimes seems to take pleasure in intensifying the devotee's spiritual emotions. Even if those emotions seem to be negative in terms of causing anxiety or fear, but through them the remembrance of Krishna is increased, and that is what leads to our spiritual advancement and our ultimate spiritual well-being. So Krishna told us, Krishna actually increased the anxiety of Draupadi. You know, please, I am hungry, give me some food. So Draupadi, she desperately said, I have nothing. In fact, I called you to ask for food, making some arrangements. So then Krishna said, just give me the plate. And then Now, Draupadi was a meticulous housewife and she would clean the utensils very carefully. But that day it was arranged in such a way that somehow she was a little careless and a little shakan shishta, a little bit of food, of vegetable, and was remaining over there. And Krishna said, give it to me. And Draupadi gave it to Krishna and Krishna ate it, and he became satisfied. And not only he became satisfied, all the sages who were there, they were taking a bath, while they had asked Yudhishthira, you prepare the food while we take a bath. This trupta mamam sat salile vinimagna sanga. Suddenly, they started feeling as if they're completely satisfied. Trupta amamasta. And although they were all together, all of them suddenly felt satisfied and they didn't know what to do. So through this pastime, Krishna demonstrates many lessons. You know, how he comes to the rescue of his devotees, how by satisfying him, everyone else becomes satisfied, and how even a devotee's mistake can be used by the Lord to bring about some greater good. And the important thing was that Draupadi took shelter of Krishna at that time, even amidst that crisis, and even when taking shelter of Krishna seemed to have increased her crisis, not mitigated it. So, when we have to take shelter of Krishna, at that time, remembering pastimes like this can help us to know that even if things seem to be going terribly wrong, and even if Krishna doesn't seem to be helping, even if sometimes our devotional activities seem to be complicating the problems, still we should know that Krishna is there and He will bring about not just a satisfactory but a wonderful resolution to the situation. It was not just satisfactory for the Pandavas that the Dhruvas and his disciples didn't come back, but actually they realized that Krishna is there for protecting us. So sometimes the conception of Krishna as a protector may remain very abstract, but when dangers come and when we stick to the shelter of Krishna, even when those dangers seem to have increased because of taking shelter of Krishna, then we get, in due course of time, experience of how Krishna truly offers relief. And that's how the reality of Krishna's shelter becomes real for us. And so, when troubles are there, we should see those as opportunities, not where Krishna has left us shelterless, but as opportunities or situations where Krishna is compelling us to realize the reality of He being the only and the supreme shelter. And with this way, if we pray and call out to Krishna, then we'll find that He will bring out wonderful results even from dreadful seeming situations. Thank you.